Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome to episode 56 of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, and today we are going to talk about how success is boring. Very, very boring. And what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about the outcomes of success, whatever that means to you. It could mean a big house, it could mean a nice car, it could mean good relationships around you, it could mean being spiritually connected, it could mean losing weight, having a healthy body, it could mean having a lot of money in the bank, it could mean having a successful marriage, it could mean whatever it wants to mean to you. But the process of reaching success or becoming successful is incredibly boring. And I heard somebody say once that, I think it was Tom Bilyeu. He said, most people will never become successful because they can't handle the monotony of it. It's a very interesting concept. And one of my good friends, the man who helped me start this podcast, and I've actually had him on, his name is Kevin Palmieri. We were talking yesterday and we were talking about this very concept. And he had a great analogy, which really blew my mind. He said, most people, like, it's like they're digging a hole, right? You're digging. And in your mind, you've been told that, oh, there's like $1 million in this backyard. Imagine you're digging in a backyard. There's $1 million in this backyard. You keep digging and you dig and you dig. And like, would you stop digging if somebody told you $1 million was in the backyard? Probably not. You just keep digging. The interesting thing about what success is, it's like we might find $1 million eventually, but you've learned so much from digging and you actually enjoy the process of digging now that you just keep going because you have, there's so many benefits of continually digging. And for a long time, I used to think that you could do something that you didn't really want to do, you didn't like, or you weren't interested in, as long as it gave you the result that you wanted. There's an aspect of truth to that. Like, there's so many things that we don't want to do in life, like maybe going to the gym and things like that. But eventually it has to change into something that you do enjoy, because you can't keep doing something over and over and over and over again forever if you don't enjoy it. I used to think that you could. I used to preach that message of being outcome focused versus process focused. And as I get older, the more I realize that you can't do something forever that you don't really like or you're not really passionate about. You have to enjoy the digging. Because if you don't enjoy the digging and you just keep getting these external results, I don't think it's enough to really, really keep you on track. I really, really don't. And you could make all the money in the world, whatever it may be, but if you don't enjoy the process of it, if you don't enjoy the digging, if you don't enjoy the day in, day out monotony of it, then I just don't think you'll be able to stick to it long term. And I think the reason why that is because we're all going to die one day. It's like we have a... your body will die, your soul goes on, it goes wherever you want to believe it goes. But your time on this plane that we're on, this earth that we're on, is limited. Could you do something you didn't like if you lived forever? Maybe the whole perspective changes. But I think all of us human beings know that we are here on this planet for a limited time, and it's always in the back of our minds. It's why we want to get home from work. It's why we try to cram so many things in a day. It's like we're constantly trying to make sure we do as much as we possibly can, or at least some of us are. Some of us are not. I know, but personally, I try to think about I can do as much as I possibly can because I'm going to die one day. And this success is boring mentality it really stops a lot of people because it is very boring from day to day. Like whatever success means, say, let's say for example, because I do jujitsu, how do you become a black belt, which is seen as the pinnacle of jujitsu? It's like you have made it if you become a black belt, and very few people that start Brazilian jujitsu ever become a black belt because it's a really long grading system. It usually takes 8 to 12 years to become a black belt. So how do you become a black belt? You consistently show up 3 to 4 days a week for 8 to 12 years. Simple, but not easy. How do you become a millionaire in the stock market? Well, if you invest $500 a month, every month, from when you're the age of like 24, 25, if you don't start earlier than that, by the time you're 47, I think it is, or 50, you have $1 million in a stock portfolio, and you never put massive amounts of money in there. You just use the eighth wonder of the world, which is compounding interest. Well, that's boring though. If you think about it, it's like, oh, how do you become successful? Do this one thing every day for 10 years. And then there's a lot of different perspectives, like the 10,000 hour rule. To become a master at anything, it takes 10,000 hours. It's like, well, how to become successful at this thing? Well, invest 10,000 hours of your time, and then you become successful. And we live in this world that is very, it wants gratification now. We're not about delayed gratification. I remember hearing growing up, delayed gratification. I'm like, how do I speed that up? How do I speed this delayed gratification up? Which is just the wrong mindset. It's just, you got to hunker down and make sure that, yes, you want the results of what the digging can get you, but you also have to enjoy the digging because you're going to be doing it for a long time. If you find the process of digging and you fall in love with that, then the things that come along, I always imagine like you're digging a hole and then you find some gold and you're like, oh, cool. You put that off to the side and you enjoy that. But then you just keep digging. Then you find some sapphires and some emeralds. And you just, there's all these rewards that come along the way from digging. But if your goal is like, okay, I'm gonna dig. And then when I find gold, then I can stop digging. And a lot of people have that mindset. I've even had that mindset before. It's like, well, if I work really, really hard for this small amount of time, even if it's the thing that I don't enjoy doing, I don't want to do long-term, then I can like stop doing this thing and then I can go do something else. Especially if it's a job or something like that, or people do it with diets. Like if I just knuckle down and really get strict with this diet, and really get dialed in with my food and my water and I do everything properly for this next 3 months, then I'll look good again. It's like, but if you absolutely hate the process of that diet and that workout regime, and it's not long-term sustainable, I really believe you're just wasting your time, because you will fall back to these other habits because you're not focusing on like, okay, what's just something I can do every day that I can do for a long term that I genuinely enjoy? Obviously, you're not going to enjoy it every day. It will be boring sometimes. There'll be days you don't feel like it. But if you do look at it on a macro scale, if you zoom out over months or years and you look at it, you're like, I enjoy doing this. I find this process of digging, which is really what success is. It's digging every single day in your craft, in your relationship. It's digging deeper. It's unraveling the layers of the onion. It's constantly trying to get deeper and deeper and more professional in your craft, or deeper in your relationship, or deeper in your spiritual walk, or whatever it may be. Or how can I get better every single day? 1% better every single day. How can I enjoy this every single day? And I think if you really get there, you'll eventually have people think that you're very, very successful. You have people look at you and be like, oh, wow, he's very successful. She's very successful. It's like, what did it take? Oh, I did this thing every day for 15 years. I did this thing every day for 5 years. Oh, I'm not sure if I want to do that. It's like, no shit, because what you're doing is you're asking for this answer. Yeah, I just bought this course and they gave me the blueprint to be successful. It's like, oh, cool. Everybody's looking for that. Everybody's looking for that. Everybody's looking for the big dick pills. Get a big dick in just 3 days. I see magazines in the shop all the time. You want to see how Wanda lost 54 pounds in just 3 weeks? Meth. That's probably what it was, and not eating a thing. Like, there's all these magazines and all these, like, getting the fit body in just 2 months or 1 month. And it's just like, do you not see that mindset, that way of thinking, that thinking that there's a magic pill, it will never, ever give you the results that you want. The results that you are looking for is in the work that you are avoiding. There's one for you. The results you are looking for is in the work that you are avoiding or putting off or not seeing. It's in the digging day in, day out. And you're thinking, man, like, will this ever lead anywhere? That's why the process of digging is so important. Those little daily habits, it's so important because it's like you have to enjoy it. You have to enjoy it because success is boring. Success is monotonous. If day in, day out, it's very monotonous. It's the same thing over and over and over again. But eventually, over time, you can create something beautiful. You can create something amazing. Think about the analogy of writing a book. It's one word at a time. And then when you, it's one sentence at a time, it's one paragraph at a time, it's one page at a time. And it takes people years to write a book sometimes. But when they finish it, it's like, look what you created. Look what you did. It's like a building is one brick at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was built every day. Every day. The process of building Rome would have been one day at a time. And eventually, over hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years, however long it took to really build Rome, you have this giant city. Or wherever you live, it's the same thing. However old your city is, was built one brick at a time, one building at a time. And now you have this giant city. So what are you doing right now? Where are you digging? Where are you putting your efforts into that you know that you can see, hey, if I do this thing, I don't exactly know where it'll go, but I enjoy doing it. I like the digging of it. I find it passionate. I find it fun. But I also understand if I put a lot of work into this, it could give me some real success, whether it's not it's meditation, whether or not it's saving money, whether or not it's investing money, whether or not it is doing a date night with your spouse, whether or not if you've got kids, it's like a daddy-daughter date where you're showing up, you're bringing your flowers. I love seeing those when grown men, they grow up and bring their daughter flowers, who's like 7 or 8, and they take them out on a date. And what that's doing is it's showing the daughter how they should be treated. So when they're 18, 19, 20, 21, they're not one of these girls that is getting 50 to 100 messages a day on Tinder because of the way that they're putting themselves out there in the world. That daddy-daughter date example, if he did that for years and years and years, the daughter would really know her worth, and she's not going to deal with unhealthy young men. She's not going to deal with that. Just like if a woman and a man do the same thing with their son, and they teach him how to treat women in a respectful way. Those investments and that digging and that constant investment of time and energy into things will always pay off dividends. The problem is you just don't exactly know when. You don't know how long it's going to take. That's why that process, that digging and finding things that you can do day in, day out and hone your craft, get better every single day. Doesn't feel like it. Some days it feels like you're going backwards. Some months it feels like you're going backwards. I know I've had months in jiu-jitsu where I'm like, man, like, am I getting worse? Like, I'm getting worse. Like, 2 months ago, a year ago, I was crushing it. And now I just feel like I'm not. And that's true right now. That's what's going on right now. It's interesting. But I know based on evidence from the past that if you just keep showing up, you will break through these little barriers. Sometimes you get stuck for a month or two. But if you just consistently put in the work, all of a sudden your growth will expand. It'll constantly expand, but it won't expand in a linear way. It'll go forwards and backwards and round the loop. And you're like, holy shit. It's like that. You ever seen that drawing? It's like, this is what some people think success is. It's just a straight line going up. And then it's like what success really is. It's just a squiggly line going all over the place, but the upward trajectory is there. If you map it out, the upward trajectory is there, but sometimes you go in a circle. Sometimes you get stuck for a few months. Sometimes you get stuck for a few years. But as long as you keep digging, keep putting in the work day in, day out, doesn't have to be crazy. Doesn't have to be one big effort. Consistency will beat intensity every day in the week. You can't be fat for 30 years and then do a 12-day juice cleanse and expecting to reset everything and be all good again. You can't. It doesn't work like that. So find the thing or find the mindset or find the perspective that you can be like, you know what? I can do this every day. I'm not going to necessarily enjoy it every day, but there's some part of me that really feels like that this is worth it. So I hope this helps. Love you guys. I look forward to bringing more episodes. I got some guests coming back on soon, some guests that have been here on the podcast before, and I look forward to sharing them with you. I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners. So please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter. And that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.